Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with reporter Aaron Rial, who's joining us right now. And good morning to you, Aaron. Recorded record home prices as the bottom drops. Have we reached the bottom? And what does this mean for home buyers?
So have we reached the bottom? That is the big question. It could go lower if interest rates go higher, that's for sure. But right now we saw that the median price of an existing home is $393,000 last month. That's nationally. That is the highest price on record ever for a March. This is a big deal. You have high prices coupled with high mortgage rates. It's really putting the market in this place where people are not buying like they usually do going into the busy season, that being spring and summer.
Right. And given that the cost, the basic costs of buying another home are so much greater compared to where people may have locked in their mortgages. I mean, this is going to keep people in their homes for a lot longer, and that's going to cut down on the supply, and we know about those rules of supply and demand.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, listen, if you have a 2 or 3% mortgage, you're not trading for a 7% mortgage. That makes no sense, and you can't even make a lateral move. So they're staying put. They're not leaving their homes. As a result, this really ties up the market. And the majority of the homes that are sold are existing home sales. They're not new homes. And when you see that number falling so much, it presents a problem. And then also we had disappointing inflation reports. Signs that the economy are still strong. It actually was an increase from February to March from 3.2 to 3.5 in terms of inflation. That is not going to lead the Fed to cut rates anytime soon. So if there is any silver lining here, it's that prices are so high and that the market is slowing down, not as many people are buying. The longer that happens and the better the inflation number comes in in terms of not inflating the economy with more money spent, the more likely we are to see the Fed cut rates eventually at some point this year.
Meanwhile, the value of Truth Social is also dropping. Let's get into that. What are investors looking at when it comes to former President Trump's media platforms in general?
So this has been one volatile stock. It went public on March 26. It's been up. It's been down. Going into trading this morning, it's looking like it's hovering around $33. So what's interesting about this, I think more than the fact that it's volatile, which is not surprising, is that on Monday, DJT, that is the ticker symbol for Donald Trump's media company stock, it will complete this 20-day public trading period. And under the terms of Trump's earnout provision for the company, he's entitled to get additional DJT shares if the stock trades above a certain level. So if it's trading at least $12.50 for those 20 days, he'll get an additional 13.5 million shares. And if it's trading above $17.15, he'll get another 9 million. If it's trading above $15, he'll get 13 million. Long story short, Trump will get 36 million more shares. He has this outsized volume in terms of the weighted average price. He will have hundreds of millions of dollars. If he doesn't sell, which he might do because we all know he needs cash, but if he doesn't sell, that will keep the shareholders in a good place. If he does sell, he'll completely wipe out anyone who's holding his shares. But again, even more interesting and so Trumpian, he doesn't like these short sellers coming in, shorting the stock, thinking they can make a buck. So he is giving tips on his website for holders of DJT to keep their shares in cash, basically move them out of a margin account, so that this securities lending program isn't there for them to lend out to short sellers or to move it into a retirement account. And he also has this helpful form letter that shareholders can just copy and paste and send to their broker. It's very Trumpian. I've actually never seen that before and kind of made me giggle.
Yeah, it's something we'll continue to follow. Aaron, thanks for the time as always. We'll look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.